Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures, and to day 44 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Today is February 13, and we are beginning a new book, Numbers. So let me say a few things about that. Moses is the traditional author of this fourth book of the law. One of the big themes in this book is the reminder that God is dwelling with his people and never abandons them. The people continue to grumble against Moses, including his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam. Because the time between leaving Egypt and entering the Promised Land is 40 years, a new generation is born while they're traveling through the desert. These people have only known the desert and did not experience what God did to rescue the people from bondage in Egypt. But these people are also the first generation that are born free. So there'll be a recap in Numbers of some of what we've read before, because this is a transitional book, transitioning from slaves to being free, from the wandering to the Promised Land, as Moses is preparing the people for when they eventually will cross the Jordan River into the land flowing with milk and honey. And there's a lot of census taking in this book, a lot of counting, and that's where it gets its name, the Book of Numbers. Let's begin. Numbers, chapters 1 and 2. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of testimony, on the first day of the second month in the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, and according to their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who go out with the army of Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies. With you there shall be each man according to the tribe of each ruler and their fathers' houses. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedur. From Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. From Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab. From Issachar, Nethanel, the son of Zuar. From Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud. From Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. From Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. From Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. From Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran. From Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Duel. From Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were chosen from the congregation, rulers of their fathers' tribes, and chiliarchs in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month in the second year, and they registered their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, every male according to their head count, in the manner the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now there were the children of Reuben, Israel's firstborn son, and their families according to their tribes by their fathers' houses, and according to the numbers of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Reuben was 46,500. There were the children of Simeon, and their families according to their tribes by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Simeon was 59,300. There were the children of Judah, and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Judah was 74,600. There were the children of Issachar, and their families by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Issachar was 54,400. There were the children of Zebulun, and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Zebulun was 57,400. There were the children of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Ephraim was 40,500, and the children of Manasseh, and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Manasseh was 32,200. There were the children of Benjamin and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Benjamin was 35,400. There were the children of Gad and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Gad was 45,650. There were the children of Dan and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Dan was 62,700. There were the children of Asher and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Asher was 41,500. There were the children of Naphtali and their families by their fathers' houses, and according to the number of names by their head count, every male from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out with the army. Their census from the tribe of Naphtali was 53,400. This is the census taken by Moses and Aaron, along with the 12 rulers of Israel and their paternal households, each man according to his tribe. So the entire census of the children of Israel, with their armies and from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go out to war in Israel, was 603,550. But the Levites from their father's tribe were not numbered with the children of Israel. For the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See to it that the tribe of Levi is not numbered, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, over all its furnishings, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall minister liturgically in the tabernacle and camp around it. When the tabernacle is to move, the Levites shall dismantle it. And when the tabernacle is to make camp, the Levites shall set it up. The foreigner who comes near, let him be put to death. But the children of Israel shall make camp with their armies, each man according to his own rank, and each man according to his own regiment. However, the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of testimony in the Lord's presence, so there may be no sin among the children of Israel, and the Levites themselves shall guard the tabernacle of testimony." Thus the children of Israel did according to all the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Let the children of Israel, each man according to his division and military standard, camp according to their fathers' houses around and facing the tabernacle of testimony. Those camping first and on the east side shall be the division of Judah with their army, and the ruler of the children of Judah shall be Nahshon the son of Amminadab. His army was numbered at 74,600. Those camping next to Judah shall be the tribe of Issachar, and the ruler of the children of Issachar shall be Nathanael the son of Zuar. His army was numbered at 54,400. Also camping next to Judah shall be the tribe of Zebulun, and the ruler of the children of Zebulun shall be Eliab the son of Helon. His army was numbered at 57,400. All those numbered in the armies from the camp of Judah were 186,400. These shall break camp first. On the south side shall be the division of the camp of Reuben with their army, and the ruler of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur the son of Shedur. His army was numbered at 46,500. Those camping next to Reuben shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the ruler of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. His army was numbered at 59,300. Also, camping next to Reuben shall be the tribe of Gad, and the ruler of the children of Gad shall be Eliasaph the son of Reuel. His army was numbered at 45,650. All those numbered in the armies from the camp of Reuben were 151,450. They shall be the second to break camp. Then the tabernacle of testimony shall move out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camps. As they camp, so they shall break camp, each one next by regiment. On the west side shall be the division of the camp of Ephraim with their army, and the ruler of the children of Ephraim shall be Elishama the son of Ammihud. His army was numbered at 40,500. Those camping next to Ephraim shall be the tribe of Manasseh, and the ruler of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel the son of Pedahzur. His army was numbered at 32,200. Also, camping next to Ephraim shall be the tribe of Benjamin, and the ruler of the children of Benjamin shall be Abidan the son of Gideoni. His army was numbered at 35,400. All those numbered in the armies from the camp of Ephraim were 108,100. They shall be the third to break camp. On the north side shall be the division of the camp of Dan with their army, and the ruler of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. His army was numbered at 62,700. Those camping next to Dan shall be the tribe of Asher, and the ruler of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel the son of Ochran. His army was numbered at 41,500. Also camping next to Dan shall be the tribe of Naphtali, and the ruler of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira the son of Enan. His army was numbered at 53,400. All those numbered in the armies with Dan were 157,600. They shall break camp last with their divisions. This numbering of the children of Israel was according to their fathers' houses. All the numbering of the camps with their armies was 603,550, but the Levites were not numbered with them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did all the Lord commanded Moses, so they camped according to their divisions. Thus they broke camp, each one by his family, according to their fathers' houses. Psalm 39. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heeded me, and he heard my supplication, and brought me up out of a miserable pit, and from miry clay, and he established my feet on a rock, and he kept straight my steps. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many will see and be afraid, and shall hope in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose hope is in the name of the Lord, and who did not look into vanities and false frenzies. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you performed, and in your thoughts there is no one who shall be likened to you. I declare and said, they are multiplied beyond number. Sacrifice and offering you did not will, but a body you prepared for me, a whole burnt offering and a sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come, it is written of me in the volume of the book. I will to do your will, O my God, and your law in the midst of my heart. I proclaimed righteousness in the great church. Behold, I shall not restrain my lips, O Lord, you know. I did not hide your righteousness in my heart. I declared your truth and your salvation. I did not hide your mercy and your truth from the great congregation. O Lord, do not remove your compassion from me. May your mercy and your truth take hold of me continually. For evils without number surrounded me. My transgressions overpowered me, and I could not see. They multiplied more than the hairs of my head, and my heart failed me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, give heed to help me. May those who seek my soul to make away with it be disgraced and confounded together. May those who wish evil for me be turned back and disgraced. May those who say to me, "Well done, well done," receive their shame immediately. May all who seek you, O Lord, rejoice exceedingly and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." But I am poor and needy. The Lord will take care of me. You are my helper and my protector. O my God, do not delay. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 17 through 21. I love those who love me, and those who seek me shall find me. Riches and glory belong to me, and abundant possessions and righteousness. It is better to enjoy my fruits than gold and precious stones, and my fruits are better than choice silver. I walk in the ways of righteousness, and I am conversant with the paths of judgment, that I may distribute substance to those who love me, and may fill their treasuries with good things. Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 75. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude, with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him." Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, "Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must happen thus?" In that hour Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And those who had laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last two false witnesses came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said to him, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is deserving of death." Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?" Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you are also one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." So he went out and wept bitterly. We are now in the passion portion of the Gospels. Jesus has been arrested, and a sort of court has been held with the chief priests and elders. I say sort of because it occurred in the middle of the night and ended around the time the cock crowed. They just wanted to get rid of Jesus. You have to ask yourself, which side would you have been on? And I think it's too simplistic to simply say we would be on Jesus' side. That's what Peter said, and even he couldn't do it. It's not an easy choice. The elders feared Jesus was going to take away their religion, or at least change it dramatically. And then there was added to that the fear of some reprisal from the Romans. And Jesus wanted people to come to God. The old traditions, rules, and rituals had their purpose. They were pointers, guiding us to the kingdom. But now the kingdom had arrived, and Christ was in their midst. The elders had their traditions, but the traditions became the end, the goal. Jesus is saying it's not like that. He wanted them to see beyond the traditions to what the tradition pointed to. We need to reflect on that as well, looking at our own faith practices and traditions. Our Orthodox faith is so beautiful, with its ritual, music, culture, art, and history. But we need to also remember that all this points to a relationship with Christ, a relationship that heals and restores. We need to yearn for that healing and restoration as we continue our reading of the Scriptures daily, especially as we see all that Jesus does for us because of his love. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.